The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
The third part of Ramadan is the freedom from the fire caused by consuming attachment to the world. Before prophethood, a spiritual awakening stirred, the Messenger of Mercy, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, would leave Mecca in Ramadan to seek solitude in a cave on Mount Hira to fast and worship. One night, an angel came in the form of a man, commanding him, recite. He replied, I am not a reciter. And the angel embraced him to the limit of his endurance and released him, saying, recite. He repeated, I am not a reciter. Three times he was whelmed. Then the angel said, recite in the name of your Lord who created man from a clot of blood. Recite, and your Lord is the most bountiful. He who has taught by the pen, taught man what he knew not. Thus began God's final revelation to mankind through the best of mankind, the noble Quran. The exemplar for mankind withdrew into a cave in the depth of the night to receive it, and each man and woman must, to the best of their ability, follow him into a cave of reflection and worship. Fasting during the daytime helps us to loosen our attachment to worldly matters and to nurture spiritual desire, and prepares us for the inward journey of Taraweeh, night prayers, and in the last 10 days, itikaf, isolating oneself in the mosque to deepen worship as the Messenger of Mercy had sought the solitude of the cave. I express this in a poem, Revelation. He is there just ahead of me as I follow discreetly, picking a night path by the light of the expanding heavens up through the scree to the mouth of the cave. And standing there, I am aware within the word has been spoken that subsists, persists in the held breath of before, before, and after, after.
Messenger of Mercy.